Elisa and Marcus and Carol. Most of you will know Elisa. Marcus and Carol might be new faces to you. I just want you to stand up here. So Elisa is part of our congregation, has been with us for a long time, and recently set off on a big adventure to Brazil to do some wonderful things, which she's going to talk about in a moment. Marcus here is her fiancé and is here for the marriage later on. And this is Carol here as well, who is best woman at the wedding and also part of the same charity that they're working for. So I'll let Elisa tell us a little bit about what's going on. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. So I'm going to speak about the holy habit of slowing, which I'm told you all heard about 2 weeks ago. And I chose to speak about slowing because it's really been a theme for me over the past 10 months in Brazil. As many of you might remember, my plans changed drastically after just a short time in Brazil, as I had to leave the charity that I'd originally planned to work with, and I returned to São Paulo. Having gone to Brazil expecting to live life at 100 miles an hour, being this missionary who would do and see amazing things right from the get-go, just like the disciples did with Jesus, I suddenly found myself on pause, back in São Paulo with no plan B. It was really quite scary and overwhelming. I'd given up my life in the UK to go out to Brazil and serve at a charity that I thought God had led me to, but it was now that he had clearly told me to walk away, without telling me what to walk away to. I was forced to slow down to a complete stop and ask God, what now? Before I went to Brazil last year, I reflected a lot on Matthew 14, which is another account of Jesus walking on the water, where Peter walks on water too. But not before he firstly gets out of the boat and then starts to sink as he doubts, before he takes Jesus' hand and returns to the boat with him. I felt like moving out to Brazil was a bit like stepping out of the boat for me. And little did I know that I would also start to sink. As my plans were taken out of my hands, I really had a major crisis of faith. As well, deep in my heart, I knew that God was still in control. In a very human sense, I was really scared because I was totally not in control. And I've really had to train myself over these past months to trust in him and in his timing, and that he will use what I've offered, just like the boy offered. And I've really had to train myself to slow down my racing mind and just pray. I felt like I'd stepped out of the boat and everything had gone wrong, and I was going to be engulfed by the waves. In Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, we're told, "Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God." And then it goes on to tell us that if we do this, we'll be given God's peace. Now, I spent a lot of time reading verses like that and still worrying, so it really is a learning process to put those into practice. Now, doors did open in São Paulo, and now I've been working at Compassiva for 8 months, and that's the same NGO that I met Marcos, my fiancé, at. And I work there with Carol and Marcos in communications. Carol is the communications coordinator and Marcos is a designer. So I work in communications there with them, but I'm also working on the ground with Brazilian women living in the local area. Compassiva's main aim is to bring transformative action to the local area and to show God's love to those people too. And they focus on refugees, mainly coming from Syria, but also on Brazilians living in the local area, which is plagued with drugs trafficking and violence. Compassiva has a big project working with children in the local area, aiming to lead them down a path away from the all too common one of drugs trafficking. And it was through that project that we realized that women needed serving too, because women are generally the only figure that are leading those families for those children. And because the fathers are generally absent, they're either in prison or they left, or they're just not engaged with the family. So there was a project started in 2016, for those women, focusing on crafts and trying to integrate them into the formal labour market. And I've taken on that project. I'm helping to run a craft project where they're offered a safe place to chat, relax, and just make something beautiful to take home. I have a dream to make this project grow into something more entrepreneurial that would help these women and others like them to gain skills and integrate into the formal labour market, as that was the original aim of the project. And while I would love that to happen tomorrow, I'm also aware that I need to go slowly. It's about praying to see what it is that God wants, trusting in God's timing, and also accepting that development work is always slow. I think that's a picture of how God likes to work slowly. Effective work always comes slowly, and that's why development work is slow. And we sang just before, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. And I think slowing down allows us to remember that and to remember that whatever work it is we're doing is done in his name, not in ours. And something that illustrates that quite well is that when I first started at Compassiva, I thought that my focus would be in communications. But working on the women's project came almost as an afterthought because when I arrived, the two volunteers that were leading it left the project. So that's ended up becoming the focus of my prayers and my hope for my future there. God's timing was perfect. Just as those volunteers left, I arrived looking for the right thing to do. But that doesn't mean that it was the easy thing to do, because these women, they come from very difficult backgrounds. They really have to fight for their own place in the world, and they take that aggression into their interactions with other people. So when I first started, I just asked God, why are you asking me to work with these women whose Portuguese I can't even understand? But now I've managed to understand their dialect, and I've only been here 13 days and I'm already missing them. So slowly I'm learning to accept that sometimes things need to happen slowly, and that it's essential to remember to slow down and pray for God's guidance through the process, which, even as a missionary, is something that's hard to do, and I don't remember to do it as I should. I think sometimes people hold missionaries up as these amazing Christians that everyone should aspire to be, but that's really not the case all the time. I'm learning just like everyone else. And as I grappled with this idea and faced my own crisis of faith in the meantime, I read a book by Max Lucado called You'll Get Through This. He explores the story of Joseph, reflecting on how long God often makes people wait, and how this is something we often miss while reading the Bible. In Genesis 40, verse 1, we're told in about a quarter of a verse that Joseph was taken down to Egypt. But that would have been an agonizingly long journey of months for Joseph. And we can read his whole story in probably less than an hour, but it tells a story of decades. And when I was in Brazil, Marcus's dad fell seriously ill with leptospirosis, which is a disease that you contract from rat's urine. And it's fairly common in Brazil, a bit more common than it is in the UK. And I can now say in a few seconds that Marcus's dad almost died in hospital, and he's now safe at home, and he will be coming to the wedding on the 1st of September, without conveying any idea of how slow those 2 months of him being in hospital were for us. God made us wait, and the process ended with Marcus's dad miraculous healing and recovery. And I can also say that I started at a charity that didn't work out, and I had to find another charity to work at. And I can say that so quickly and just not convey at all how hard that was for me and how slow the process felt. I think it's also important to mention here that we live in a society where we all have very busy lives, and we expect things to happen quickly, which is perhaps why we find it so hard to accept the slowness of certain processes, and what feels like the slowness of God's timing and his slowness to accept what we offer him and to use it. While Marcus's dad was in hospital, we barely had a moment to stop, and it was in that paradox of the busyness of life and the process, the slowness of the process, that intentionally slowing down to seek God was the most important, but also the hardest to do. So over the past 10 months, I've seen the importance of slowing down and seeking God, as well as the reality of God's apparent slowness, illustrated in my altered plans as a missionary and in the illness of Marcus's dad, two things that I never imagined I would have to face in such a short space of time. My prayer now is that God continues to shape me into a person who can accept the necessity and the beauty of slowness, reminding me of how he has illustrated this by healing Marcus's dad and by slowly guiding me towards a new, the unknown of a potential future with the women at Compassiva. As Mike Pilavachi has famously said, whilst we humans are in the business of microwaving, God is in the business of marinating. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elisa. It's quite a story, isn't it? And quite a life that you've led over the last 10 months and before that as well. And we're amazed. And thank you very much. Can I invite Marcos and Carol to come up and we'll pray for them? And please do hang around afterwards and talk to them and ask them any questions you have. And we'll continue to support them in prayer and so on. So, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Elisa. We thank you for the courage that you gave her to leave the UK and to go to Brazil, to follow your calling and your vocation in her life. And we thank you for the people she has met along the way. We thank you for Marcos here, and we pray for their forthcoming wedding and their marriage together in the future. And we thank you for Carol, who's also part of the same Compassiva charity that Elisa is working for. And we pray for all of them, that you would inspire them, encourage them, give them the strength and the courage that they need, that your Holy Spirit would fill them, and the work would be effective. Although we've heard this morning about slowness, there is a desperate need amongst these young women and their children. And so, Father, we do pray that you would help the work to be effective for these women and children to find new lives, new hope, that they would build their lives on your foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much indeed, all three of you. It's great. Thank you. Well done. Thank you.